must be dire indeed if he needs must summon his Britannic Majesty's best simply to bask in the reflected glory. The drawled comment contained more than a little cynicism. Tristan Weems, 4th Earl of Trentham, glanced across the stuffy music room, packed with guests, sycophants, and all manner of toadies, at its subject. Prinny stood in the centre of a circle of admirers. Decked out in gold braid and crimson, with epaulettes high and fully fringed, their regent was in genial and expansive good humour, retelling heroic tales of derring-do drawn from the dispatches of recent engagements, most notably that of Waterloo. Both Tristan and the gentleman standing beside him, Christian Allardyce, Marquis of Derne, knew the real stories. They had been there. Easing free of the throng, they'd retreated to the side of the opulent chamber to avoid hearing the artful lies. It was Christian who spoke. "Actually," Tristan murmured, "I'd viewed tonight more in the nature of a distraction. A feint, if you will." Christian raised heavy brows. "Listen to my stories of England's greatness,